AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. MUFG's 20.0 million share retreat leaves it last among diversified banks for the week. Mitsubishi UFJ's ADR remains in a strong weekly regime, but the latest loss came with above-average turnover and clear peer underperformance. Research brief. Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group ADR closed at $22.45 on 31 July, down 1.9% for the week, but still up 8.9% over 4 weeks and 25.1% over 12 weeks. The trend backdrop remains active after a 96-week streak, with price 18.3% above the weekly trend line, although the stock now trades 76.5% above ShareMaestro fair value and only 3.4% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. MUFG fell 1.9% in the latest week, underperforming a U.S. financial services group that averaged plus 1.2% and a U.S. banks diversified group that averaged plus 1.2%. 2. The stock ranked 18th of 18 diversified banks for the week, but remains third over 4 weeks and second over 12 weeks within the industry. 3. Volume was 20.0 million shares, equal to 1.3 times the 13-week average and 1.2 times the 52-week average, making the pullback more meaningful than a low-volume pause. 4. The weekly trend signal is still active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 96-week streak, while activity pressure is positive but carries no fresh buy signal. 5. Risk is concentrated in high-range positioning, a 76.5% fair value premium, 5 recent reversal markers, and the latest loss occurring close to the yearly high. Weekly move tests a strong bank run. Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group ADR ended the week at $22.45, down 1.9%, a weak finish against an otherwise firm financial services tape. The broader U.S. financial services group averaged a 1.2% weekly gain, while U.S. banks diversified also averaged 1.2%. MUFG ranked 88th of 100 in the sector for the week and last among 18 diversified banks, a clear short-term divergence after a strong advance. That one-week weakness has not broken the larger pattern. MUFG is still up 8.9% over 4 weeks, 25.1% over 12 weeks, and 63.6% over 52 weeks. Within diversified banks, it remains third on a four-week basis and second over 12 weeks, behind only the strongest industry performers such as BBVA on the quarter. The current setup is still classified as leadership continuation, but the latest week shows momentum is no longer one way. Signal state remains constructive, with valuation stretched. The trend backdrop is active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 96-week active streak. Price sits 18.3% above the weekly trend line at $18.97, keeping the regime constructive, and the close is at 91.9% of the 52-week range. The ADR is only 3.4% below its $23.25 52-week high. The stretch is the counterweight. ShareMaestro fair value stands at $12.72, leaving the stock 76.5% above that reference point. Activity pressure is positive at 1.38, and relative strength reads 18.56, with positive four-week changes in both gauges. But the signal panel shows no fresh buy from activity pressure. In other words, trend evidence remains supportive, while valuation distance raises the burden for clean confirmation. Volume makes the pullback worth watching. Latest volume was 20.0 million shares, versus a 13-week average of 15.8 million, and a 52-week average of 16.7 million. That puts participation at 1.3 times the 13-week baseline, and 1.2 times the one-year base. Elevated enough to matter, but still below the 1.5 times level that would show stronger confirmation of the next move. The recent turnover pattern is mixed. MUFG gained 7.4% in the prior week on 14.6 million shares, then fell 1.9% on heavier 20.0 million share volume. Earlier in July, a 1.5% decline also came on 20.4 million shares. That does not cancel the 25.1% quarter, but it does show that selling weeks near the top of the range are drawing participation. Risk metrics are not extreme, with 13-week weekly volatility at 3.7% versus a 52-week base of 4.1%. The up-down split remains positive at 31 higher weeks and 21 lower weeks over the past year, and average gains of 3.7% have exceeded average losses of 3.0%. Still, the distribution includes three sharp loss weeks in the past 26 weeks, including the March week's 8.6% drop. What matters next is whether MUFG can stabilize close to the $23.25 high, while activity pressure holds positive. A move that keeps price above the $18.97 trend line would preserve the weekly regime, but another high-range setback on elevated volume would strengthen the exhaustion argument. The cleanest confirmation would be renewed upside participation above the current 1.3x volume ratio, paired with relative strength improving rather than merely holding.